This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. One thing that tends to help GDP is smooth supply chains, some of which have been disrupted due to the Baltimore Bridge collapse last month. There have been 8 cargo ships stuck in the port of Baltimore for more than 4 weeks now. They've been unable to move beyond the wreckage of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. Today, that finally changed. Salvage crews cleared a new channel through the waterway. It's 35 feet deep, which will allow several of those ships to move through it. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on what that means for the business of shipping and the crews of those ships, too.
The shipment of aluminum that the cargo ship the Fatra Nerie brought to Baltimore was unloaded weeks ago. The ship has a Thai crew, and Captain Prasha Prangsian says they learned yesterday that they're finally scheduled to sail through the channel today.
It's good because we stay here too long.
The crew's shore pass has expired about a week ago. Since then, they've been confined to the ship, which they've spent a lot of time maintaining. Prangsian says that the container ship Dali's collision with the bridge made him hyper aware of all the things that could go wrong.
We have to know our ship and we have to emergency case what to do.
He doesn't know where the ship will go next. He says the plan is to get through the channel safely, drop anchor, and await instructions. But just getting these cargo ships moving is good for business.
The fact that they're finally leaving, right, there's a large opportunity cost to having sat there the entire time.
Christina DePasquale is a professor at Johns Hopkins Business School. She says it's hard to know the total cost to the economy of the ships being stuck, but estimates it's at least $10 million for each one.
In terms of lost time, extended wages that are being paid, but also not being able to deliver those products or use that ship for other things that they had it planned for.
The ships leaving today is a big step for the port as well. DePasquale says there's an emotional value in seeing this happen.
Of having a checklist. And as you continue to make progress, that's obviously going to keep spirits up.
On the Fatra Nerie, Captain Prasha Prangsian says his bosses are ready for the ship to get moving. He has a couple months left in his contract. Then he plans to return to his home in Bangkok and take his family on vacation. Their favorite destination? The sea.
But for sea, man, we used to the sea. Yeah, but no problem.
He says he doesn't plan to bring them to Baltimore, at least not anytime soon. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.